Artist Jun Kaneko's work can be seen from New York to Tokyo. He's known for his larger-than-life ceramic sculptures, and now you can see them in Akron. In this week's State of the Arts, we go to the Akron Art Museum to check out its newest exhibition. It's a bustling Friday night opening at the Akron Art Museum. People move from gallery to gallery, crowding around Jun Kaneko's exhibit, Blurred Lines. His sculptures are filled with dots, stripes, and geometric shapes that stand out to onlookers like Barbara Fell.
The first thing that struck me was visually the colors. And I think especially at this time of the year, when it's rather gray and cloudy here in northeastern Ohio, to come into these galleries that are infused with color, it just makes us come alive again.
She's standing in the shadow of two bright ceramic heads as big as refrigerators.
When I saw the size, I couldn't believe it.
The show boasts sculptures that weigh thousands of pounds each.
And then I thought about the kilns. I thought, is his house a kiln?
Jun Kaneko's house might not be a kiln, but his studio in Omaha, Nebraska, was designed to be more than big enough to handle his largest pieces. But how do you get ceramics this big from Nebraska all the way to the second floor of the Akron Art Museum?
You know, moving a 1,500-pound piece is easier than moving a 400-pound piece because you just get a forklift and, you know, there's no misconception about lifting it by hand.
Trevor Lair is Jun Kaneko's assistant studio manager. He and a team filled two semi-trucks full of artwork and traveled 850 miles to help install the show here in Akron. He says after more than 4 years on the job, he's used to it.
Walking into his studio, it's amazing when you hoist a 2,000-pound piece over your head. My heart was racing when I first got there. Now it's just like no big deal. You don't even think about it.
More than 30 pieces fill this exhibit, including several that had to be carefully driven into the gallery on a forklift. That level of precision installation isn't lost on Akron Art Museum Executive Director Mark Masuoka.
Although the pieces are extremely large, they're also made out of clay, so ceramics can be fairly resilient materials, but it's fired clay and it will break.
Masuoka actually has a personal connection to many of these pieces.
So the exhibition really started sort of 30 years ago.
Back when he was Jun Kaneko's student, seeing how the artist worked firsthand.
So this exhibition is really a culmination of the time that I've spent with Jun, but also the experience in getting to know him as an artist, getting to understand his work.
Masuoka says his mentor's health prevented him from making the trip to Akron to see the installation. But who is Jun Kaneko? He's a Japanese-born artist who came to America in 1963. He's been based in Nebraska since the mid-80s. He's mostly known for his large-scale ceramics and public art, but Masuoka says he's also an accomplished painter.
As people visit the exhibition, they'll see the sort of range of Jun's work. You know, whether or not you're looking at a large sculpture sitting in the middle of a gallery or a large painting or drawing on the wall, the work itself is powerful in the respect that it starts sort of defining the space around.
No work better defines the space than the painting Mirage. At more than 60 feet long, it curves around the gallery space, taking up two walls, instantly commanding attention. Like much of Jun Kaneko's work, it's truly a sight to behold. Just be glad you don't have to lift it. For this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.